So, last week we discussed Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni. And we learned about Keni, Knizi, Kadmoni, Alpi, Nigla. And this week we're going to learn about Keni, Knizi, Kadmoni, Alpi, Chsidis. We're going to start actually on this side, but before we go inside over here, the Rebbe spoke about the Indian of Keni, Knizi, Kadmoni, what it represents, Beruchnius, many, many times over the years. Many, many times. And every time, the Indian of Keni, Knizi, Kadmoni, the Rebbe speaks about a Beruchnius, the Maramokim that the Rebbe is Messiah to, is the Maimer of the Mittler Rebbe, Al Totsar Esmoyov. It's a Maimer that was Chathchila printed as a Kuntres itself, separately, and then later was printed in the Sefer of Maimor Ad Maram Tzoy. It's a Maimer which is only about 100 pages long, not a big deal. And the first 30 pages discusses the end of Keni, Knizi, Kadmoni. Afterwards, it already goes into topics. The whole Maimah, actually, I went through most of the Maimah yesterday. The Maimah all discusses in Yonah, Bekesha, to Mashiach, and Gola, Zacho, Nachishena, and the Machlokes of whether you need Tshuva. A lot of different subjects of Mashiach in the Maimah. Keni, Knizi, Kadmoni is one of them. So, depends. Some parts are very like Kabbalah. I see it's Kabbalah, but otherwise, yeah. The interesting thing about this Maimer, plus the piece of history, is that there's be'erech 15 kisve yad for this Maimer. Be'erech 15. And in most of the kisve yad, it says that the Maimer that the Mittler Rebbe said, we're talking about the Maimer al Totsar Esmoyev. This Maimer the Mittler Rebbe said, he said to Rabbi Akiva Eger. When he visited Rabbi Akiva Eger, he said this Maimer. In other places, which was in the year of Tavkuf Pei Hei, I think. In one or two places, it says that he said the Maimer to one of the other Gedolim of that time, the Maram Banet. Also from the big Paiskim at that time, it's Chuvus Maram Banet, it's Chedushim from him. It's possible that he said a chelik of the Maimer to Rabbi Akiva Eger. Another chelik of the Maimon to the Maram Banet, but these were two big gedalim in his time, big paiskim. So when he met them, this Indian, this the teichon of this Maimon, he said this Indian to either Rabbi Kiveg or Maram Banet or both. Interesting. I'll call upon him. Okay.
Sleep or something.
Who, Rabbi Kiveg?
Yeah, something like that.
She knew Gisai's exactly what happened. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Just nothing.
So let's take a look here on page 447. It's a drop cut off over here, the page, but this is from Amichtav Klali from Gimel Desliches of Tavshin Nun. Other side of the page. Oh, your page only has one side. Okay, sorry. Gotta make more copies. Okay, Yedua. So the Rebbe starts, it's known. Shila Osad Love Tachzer Eretz Yisrael Matzav HaKedim. When Mashiach comes, Eretz Yisrael will go back to its original Matzav. Hamushlim V'Hanayla Shal Kol Yishvei Aleo. So here the Rebbe is not referring to Keni Knizi Kadmoni, the Rebbe is referring to simply the fact that all Yid will be present in Eretz Yisrael. As it was Bizman Bais Rishon, the first place of Mikdash. There are many mitzvahs, and many, but Yovel. The mitzvah of Yovel does not apply when you don't have all Yid in Eretz Yisrael. According to some opinions, it's also machlokes rishayim, but according to some opinions, if you don't have kol yishvei aleo, there's no mitzvah of yovel. So that shows that it's chaser, it's lacking in the shleimus of Eretz Yisrael. So when Mashiach comes, it'll be kol yishvei aleo, and therefore Eretz Yisrael will have the shleimus that it had bezman bayis rishayim. The yester al ke, I'm sorry, I don't have enough copies. Whatever, okay. Pass them one copy over there. The yester al ke, ubeikir. And in addition, and primarily, he tagia l'shleimus gedayla v'nailus yaseh baharba. Eretz Yisrael will reach a much greater shleimus than it even was then in the time of Bais Rishayim. Al yidei hisrachvus Eretz Yisrael, the fact that Eretz Yisrael will, the borders of Eretz Yisrael will be broadened. Gam begashmis, loshen of the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, yarchev avay lekechaz gvulcha. Okay, it says it once in the AS here, once in Shoftim. Shebenaisev le'eretz sheva ha'umais, in addition to the fact that the land is going to be of the seven nations, to call bagam eretz keni knizi kadmoni, it'll be the land of including the three nations of keni knizi kadmoni. So we learned last week a few opinions of what keni knizi kadmoni is. the opinion that Rashi Alatayda brings is Emoin, Moyov, and Amoin, Moyov, and Edoin. Okay. Kefi shehuftach l'Avraham Avinu v'bris ben Absarim, u'besach ha'koil, when Mashiach comes, it'll be Eser Umos. Yidden will be occupied Eretz Yisrael, which is a land of 10 nations. That's for Pashtus. Now, Ateich and Aruchni shalin yinzeh. What's the Ruchni is the idea of the fact that Yidden will occupy in the land of 10 nations. Shalo asad lovay tichol Eretz Yisrael, gam es Eretz shalosh Umos. Kenny Knizik had money, who, so the Teichen is of Bektsara, Bekitzer, the point is as follows. Sheva ha'umois shall Eretz Canaan, the seven nations of Eretz Canaan, roimzois l'sheva midis. They hint to the seven midis that a person has, hargoshes, the seven emotions that a person has. And v'shalish ha'umois, shebnei Yisrael, yichbishu la'asid, lavoi, roimzois l'shalish, l'shalishis keiches ha'seichol chochme bine das. They hint to the three additional kaychas of Chochma, Bina, and Das. This is the teichna that it says in the Maimer of the Mittler Rebbe. So, what's the difference? Lagabi azman azeh, regarding now, that until Mashiach comes, Hatziv, who the mitzvah Yidden have is Lis Yashiv, to settle, Velishloit, Be'eretz Sheva Omois, and to have the Shlita to rule over the land that only contains seven nations. Kedugma b'avedis Hashem, like it is in a person's avedis. Sha'ato ikir ha'avedis shal Yehudi, the main avedis v'yitrei is l'shanois u'lizachech esheva ha'midis shaloi. A Yid should change and refine his seven midis. That's the avedis that a Yid is capable of doing today. So the Mittler Rebbe in the Maimed, the Atotzer Zmoyev, is Mayrach on this inyan. He goes through most of the middas actually, and he explains what the Aveda is. The Nukuda of all middas, the Tzad HaShova of all middas of a human being is that he feels himself. A feel zich. That's the whole idea of middas. That a person has a certain subjective connection to something. That it's about me. That's what middas is about. As opposed to Seichel. Seichel is, you understand? The emes from the Zach? No, there's no difference what my feelings about it is. My connection, my relationship to it, whether I'm attracted to it, whether I'm not, don't have kemina. Seichel is the emes from the zach. What's midis? Midis is the gefil from the mensch. What's my connection to this? The stylus of the person. So, he explains that all the midis, that bizman hazeh, the main aveda that we're capable of doing is, the yisoid of a person's whole being is that he feels himself. Elamai, in the fact that a person feels himself, you could direct that feeling. It could either be yourself, the things that you love, and therefore things that a person loves or he wants for himself, things that are good for him, things that make him feel good. That could either be begashmias, or you could refine yourself, and instead of doing things begashmias that make you agrab yung, you can instead realize the truth that there are things that are be'emes good, that are truly good for you, and therefore, yeah, you're still limited in this frame of myself, what's good for me. But you're focusing your what's good for you, and instead of putting it into gashmias, you put it into ruchnias, into davening, into learning, and things that are be'em is good for you. And it's the same thing with all the other middas. When it comes to inyanim that are connected to gvura, he talks to barichas about the, you know, the kas, chayetzibazah, when a person gets angry, which is a middah, a feeling a person has. So instead of the kas being on things that a person shouldn't get angry about, and kolakayas kilo ayv davi dezara, so a person feels himself, and he should use that anger to get angry about the things that the Yetzirah is fatumeling his cup about. But the point is, bizman hazeh, a person cannot escape his being, which is that I am about myself, and a person feels his metzias. That's who he is. That's the avodah of midas bizman hazeh. For a person to be able to drop bechlal his entire metzias, and to serve Hashem with seichel, which the embassy inyan of seichel means that a person, who I am, and what I feel attached to, what I feel attracted to, what I like, my mitzvahs does not matter at all. It's only the truth that matters. That's something that this man hazeh, a yid, is not capable to reach. So the Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe clarifies, was haste. We learned Torah. We learn Nigla, we learn Chassidus. So much of our Avedis Hashem consists of using our Seichel to learn Teirev, Nigla and Chassidus. So how could you say that Bisman Hazeh, the only Aved of a person is only with his Midas? So the Rebbe adds here, The ilu ha'aveda ruchnis b'shloishes keiches ha'seichel, the aveda ruchnis that a person is involved with today, which does include seichel, so that Rebbe clarifies right away. It doesn't mean that today we don't use our seichel at all, and our main aveda is just to be mekayim mitzvahs, ma'ase b'poel, or to do mitzvahs with Abba v'yire, or to daven, which is also an aveda shebelev. Of course, today our main aveda is a person to learn Torah. But, says the Rebbe, the koyches haseichel that a person uses today, he beikir kidei lashpi al midas. It's in order to direct and guide and refine his midas. So b'shvil, midas haseichel, yeah, okay. U'b'shvil kiyam ha'teira v'amitzas b'poel mamish. In order that the person should have the ability to fulfill teira mitzas b'poel mamish, you have to learn, and the learning is elevating the person to be mekayim the teira mitzvahs. So what? Today, b'zman hazeh, it's impossible for a person to have the pure inyan of seichel kishel ha'atzmai, which means that a person forgets completely about himself, and the only thing that's negeya is the seichel alein, the emes that there is in the seichel. That's impossible today. The seichel that we have today, of course we learn Teda, and you learn in Chassidus, the emes of Ayla Elam, and the emes about Achdus Hashem, and all the subjects that we learn in Chassidus, but it's all relating to the person. Memeila, instead of me being involved in Shtusim, Vavolim, and Gashmis Elam Hazeh, which are temporary and have no real value, person realizes it through Achdus Hashem, so that refines him and elevates him, that he should put his main connection, he should be attracted to Inyanim of Ruchnius. So, the base, the yisayit, still remains ich, the metzias from the mensch. And the seichel elevates the person to be able to see the truth. Da'as alekei avicha, b'shvil, the point of da'as alekei avicha is all four of avdei b'leiv shalem. To serve Hashem with a pure heart, with a complete heart. That's b'zman hazeh. Aval, asad lovai, when Mashiach comes, kasha kol, inyan shal avedas Hashem, yeh b'mloi shleimusai, once we will reach the shleimus of the aveda that there is b'zman hazeh, harei b'naisef l'kach, in addition, sheshloishes koiches haseichel shal haneshama, yehavu koich hashpa b'avedas hamidus, in addition to the fact that we will have the chochma bina das to guide a person and give him the understanding in order to have the ability to refine himself, where there the yesod remains that it's about me, yehavu heim atzmam gam, they will also be, and not only gam, but it will be ikir, primarily, aveda kishala atzma. It will be an aveda for itself. The person will come to a point where he will realize, it's not about me. It's not about what I feel, what I like, what I don't like. I'm bechlal not to focus here. There's a seichel, there's something higher, which is the Eibishter, which is hecha from Welt, and hecha from the Metzias, my Metzias, hecha from the Metzias, Olam. And there's a truth that says that I don't exist bechlal. It will be a different premise. It will be a whole different aveda. And then we will be completely and fully unified with the Eibishter himself, Yichud Nifla, which is another thing which is accomplished only in Seichel, when a person gets completely unified with the thing that he learns. Shala Seichel, of the Seichel of the person, Im Chachmasi is Barach, with the Eibishter's Chachma. So this is the difference between Seichel and Midas. In other places in the Chassidus it says this befeirish, that a lot of places, the Rebbe brings it in Sichas also quite often, when it discusses this matter, that Midas and Seichel are hofchim. They're really opposites. Midas is yeshus, and Seichel is ayin. It is taka true that in many places in Chassidus, it discusses the concept of Seichel from a different angle. That Seichel, in a way, is a very limiting thing. When a person does things only al pi Seichel, where everything has to be calculated and everything has to be understood al pi Seichel, there's a hagbolah to Seichel. That's also, Chassidus, when it talks about Seichel, in contrast to lamayla mena Seichel, it discusses the angle of Seichel, which is a chesaron, that it has a certain limitation. But over here, that's not the concept of Seichel that we're talking about over here. Adarav, here we're talking only about the mile of Seichel. The fact that Seichel is where the person is objective, where he does not matter, and he wants to know the truth of the matter, regardless of where I am and who I am, what I'm up to, because the metzias of the person is not important. That is the aspect of Seichel that the Rebbe is referring to over here when he talks about the Saveda Lassad Lavai.
The Midas is the three countries which elevates during the Mitzvahs.
Not a Hanami. Correct.
So,
Because that's a different inyan. It's also true. It's also true on the Hanami. Because the Teren Gatzvin is the oisiyas hatfilah that the person davens. If it doesn't have any feeling to it, so it's gashmi. The oisiyas hatfilah the Rebbe says is considered to be gashmi, and it's kaviyochol too heavy to fly up. Nivis, the ave v'yire, in contrast to the maisa, is the ruchni, is the element of the person's davening that elevates it l'mayla. But here, that's all b'zman hazeh. And a chanami, the midas, the ave v'yire is maila, the davening above true.
And afterwards, there won't be the midas.
What?
It'll be primarily.
Just like b'zman hazeh, the Rebbe says here that the seichel is just the mishadis to the midas. The whole point b'zman hazeh is the premises, ich ben ha-metzias. Now, this metzias could be in a grabeifen, or this metzias could be in a oisgeidelteifen. You use your seichel to direct your midas. La'asad lavi, it'll be the other way around. The midas will become consumed by seichel. The seichel will be so powerful, the truth will be so powerful, that every aspect of the person's being will be consumed by this truth, including his very metzias itself will also be part of that. Right?
So understanding that something is good is really midas. It's good for me.
Correct. Yeah.
Understanding it's the yeah. Seichel, but it's Mulubash and being of Midas.
The Kervas Alekim, Li Taif. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, this is the Teichan Inyan here that the Mitzvah Rebbe talks about Barichas in the Maimer. Just one more thing that the Mitzvah Rebbe over there says that the Rebbe doesn't say over here that he asks the question, the big Arichas about it, but I'll just say one point. He asks the question, if it's not true that Bisman Azeh, we're only capable of serving the Eivishter with our Midas. In other words, the premise over here is, Ich bin Amitzias, and it's all just about refining myself. A person is not able to go out of that Yisoid. So then how will we be Zeichel La'asad Lavi to this revelation of Gimel Meichen, which is this Malmaila Lamata, that it was garnished on Adarabe. It's just about the Emes Havaya. So where, how are we going to reach that if a person's Aveda is, everything that happens, Lassad Lavi, has to be Al Yidei Masein, Al Yidei Sein, Al Meshach Zman HaGolus. So a person doesn't have a Shaykh to that Bechlal. So the Mittler Rebbe says that you find a similar thing, he gives a few examples, that through the Shleimus of Aveda, how Aveda that a Nivra could do, and he reaches the utmost Shleimus that he can reach as far as his Metzius goes, then the Eibishter gives Mumaila and Asarusa de Leila, something that the person cannot reach on his own. And the first example he brings is the famous example, Benegeya 2, Svira Sa'imer, which reaches the Mem Tes Sha'orim, and then Matan Teira, after a person serves and does the Aveda of the Achonef, for Matan Teira, you come to Shara Nun, which is Shalay Lefi'erech, what a person can reach, Bechlav. So he says, Al Derech Zeh, when a person does his Aveda as much Shleimus as it's possible for the Nivra to do, so then it becomes an Asar Shlim, the Lashon that's always brought in Chassidus is that you make yourself a Keli by being the most perfect place possible that the Eibishter demanded of you, and then the Eibishter gives B'Derech Matona Mulmaila the additional Madrega that the person can't reach on his own. There's a much bigger Arichas over there in the Maimer, but that's the Teichon HaDvarim. Okay, here there's an interesting Ha'ara, which the Rebbe is meisif, a whole deeper understanding of this whole Indian. I didn't see a mock of this anywhere else besides over here in the Ha'ara of this letter. So Michtav Klali, one of the things that the Michtav and Klali are famous for are the Ha'aras. All the Ha'aras over here are, it's a Teire B'fnei Yatzma. So if you take a look in the Ha'ara here, La'asad Lava B'miluay Shlei Musay, Aveda Kishala Atzma. Okay? So, before we read the order, what do we have so far? But Pashtus, and this is what it says in the Maimon of the Mittler Rebbe, you have the Midas, and you have Meichen. Aveda B'zman HaZeh is Midas, and last level will reach the Nin of Meichen. Okay, here the Rebbe says a different word. The Neisif L'Zeh, in addition to the fact, Sha'oz, then when Mashiach comes, Yiyu Kol Naran Chai Begoli, all of the Madregis of the Neshama of a Yid, the five Madregis of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Yechid of the Yid will be revealed. And the Rebbe teaches that Beruchni is, this is what it means when we say, Kol Yishvei Aleho. Kol Yishvei Aleho doesn't only simply mean that all of Klal Yisrael will be in Eretz Yisrael, but it also means all levels of the Neshama of Klal Yisrael will be there all together, Begoli. Naran Chai. Yiye Gam Yechida LeYachtoch. In addition to that, there will be the Yechida which will be one with the Eivishter himself. Yochid Shalcho. Yachid Shalcha. The Rebbe says, Lobi Naran Chai. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Yechida. But what's Yechida? Yechida is Lashon Nekeva. Yechid is makabel from Yochid, from the unity of the Eibishter himself, the oneness, the ultimate oneness of Hashem himself. So in addition, Yigam Yechid Liyachdoch, which will be one, Yechid Yochid Shalcha, which is the Eibishter which is Yochid. Shehul Maila Yaiser Miklolus Shalkol Ha'eser. This Yochid, this Yechid, which is makabel from Yochid, this level of Yochid, is higher than all the levels that we're discussing here, whether the Meichin, whether the Midas, whether Naran Chai. Naran Chai is five levels. But above that is Liyach Doch, which is Yoch Shalcha. That's what it says here. Okay. Now, so first of all, the Rebbe here is adding a whole other dimension to this whole thing of it. We're not only talking about Meichen and Midas. Meichen and Midas, the 10 Madregis, is Meramis to the fact that there are the five different Madregis of the Neshama. And La'asid Lavai, not only will all those five Madregas of the Neshama be there, B'Shleimus, but there will also be this Yochid, Yochid Shalcha. What's the connection? How does this connect to what the Mittler Rebbe says about that Bizman Hazeh, there's Midis, and La'asid Lavai, the Avodah is Meichen? The Rebbe seems to be saying a whole different point here. So the Rebbe says, "Mitzad zeh, since la'asod lavoi, this level of yochid will be revealed. Kol parts of each level, where it is, parts of literally means a face. In other words, each place, each level, hugam inyan b'fnei atzmai, will also be an inyan for itself. Meichem b'fnei atzmai, meichem will be a level for itself. V'chein b'keser, the same thing is also true in keser." Noisuf al Keser, Hashayach l'Meichin, in addition to the fact that you have in Keser, a lower level of Keser, which relates to the lower world, which relates to Meichin, which is Arech, the Chetzenis of Keser, Gam Keser Mu'atak b'fnei Atzmai. The Aveda then will reach Keser, which is removed on its own, which is Atik. So what the Rebbe seems to be saying over here is that Bizman Hazeh, we also have the Aveda of Meichin. But Meichem Bizman Hazeh, all the learning that we learn in Chassidus, all the Inyanim that we learn, is all just to help the person with his Midas. Meichem Bifnei Atzmai V'na Chayich Tu. Meichem, as it enlightens the person in order to have proper Midas. Right? La'asad Lavoi will have the Kayach to do and to connect to Meichem Bifnei Atzman. Just the Inyan of Meichem itself, that a person will have the ability to lift himself up out of himself and connect to the Inyan, the MS that there is in Meichem Bifnei Atzman. So if I understand correctly what the Rebbe is saying here is, Ha Gufa, where will you have this Kayach from La'asad Lavoi? It's because it's not only the La'asad Lavoi, there'll be a Gilui of the level of Meichem. La'asod lavoi, there'll be a gili of yochid, of the essence of the Eibishter himself. Once the essence of the Eibishter is revealed, automatically on every level, the level where you are, the yochid is megala, the truth of the identity of that level. What's the etzem? The etzem is really everywhere. It brings the chassidus in many places. The mashal of the etzem from shemen. Shemen is mefafeya b'chol dover. When you have something that has the oily substance in it, the oil is mefafeya. It's in every particle of it. That's the oil that's there. You could squeeze out, right? So be'emes, what's the essence of something? Is the essence the midah? Is the essence the seichel? The essence is everywhere. The essence is it. So whichever part of it you touch, that is the essence. If you don't connect to the essence of it, and you just are holding on to the middah of it, so the middah is a certain expression of it, the seichel is a certain expression, and every other aspect is also a certain limited expression of it. Once you have the hisgalus of yochid, so then everything is it. Middahs is there's an aim of middahs b'fnei atzma. The point of middahs is not that it should give you the feeling and the motivation for maisa. Zman Hazeh, the way it works is, Midas gives us the chayis in Maisa B'Poyel. And then, in order to generate a Midah, you have to have Seichel that should give you the Midah. So, we only connect in our Avedis Hashem to things, not to the essence of everything. The whole Seichel is for Midas. Midas is for Maisa. La'asad Lavoi, once the Yachid is Nizgala, so then every single thing will be Nizgala as a Matara B'fnei Atzma. The Maisa HaMitzvah will find it, will know the essence of the Mitzvah itself. Then the Midah will see the essence in the midah itself. Not only because of the fact that the midah gives you avav yira as a motivation for the maisa. Then meichen will be an inyan b'fnei atzma. You'll see the essence of the meichen itself. Once the essence is nizgala, you'll see the essence in everything itself without the fact that it's there as a motivation for something else. If you connect to the hisgalus of something, to the expression of it, so then you only connect to the level of it as its mashpia, as its mispashit, as it has a connection to something else. When you connect to the essence of it, so here it's it, this is it. So it comes out that Rebbe is saying you're a completely new pshat in this whole inyan. The fact that it says that b'zman hazeh we only conquered seven midis, which is the seven umois, which corresponds to the seven midis, and also love will be will conquer Keni, Knizi, Kadmaini. It's not just a hisafa of meichin. The ikar and the kuda here is that Eden will connect to Yochid. As a result, there'll be midis b'fnei atzmon and meichin b'fnei atzmon. But the ikar and the kuda here is that also love will be as galus of Yochid.
In both,
according to what the Rebbe is saying here, it's a midis. It's in Meichin, and the Rebbe actually adds Keser, which in the Pnim of this letter, it doesn't mention Keser at all. The Rebbe says, if you take a look in the Maim of the Mittel Rebbe, so he does actually say that Amoin and Moyov are both Meichin. Moyov, he says, is Meloshin Av, which is Moyach, Chochme. And Amoin, he says, is Meloshin, I forgot, he explains why the Loshin Amoin is connected to Seichel also. He explains that, and then he says, Erdoim is Keser. So the Mittler Rebbe does say the Fadish that the three Ummah, Keni, Knizi, Kadmaini, is connected to Meichen and Keser. And here in the Rebbe and the Ara is bringing over here also Keser, but the Chiddush is not only Keser, the Chiddush is the Yochid. Once the Yochid is Nizgala, Memela, you'll have Meichen Bifni Atzman, Midas Bifni Atzman, and so on. That's the Chiddush of what it says there. Okay, there's more over here than on the other side, but I guess we'll continue next week. We never spoke about this Indian many, many times, so we'll continue next week on the same subject, I guess. So it's the Hampshire of the letter here that Rebbe talks about that. Just, but not Seichel as an intellect, Seichel as in the emes from the Eibishter, just to clarify. Yeah. Adarab, the person can. To the mitzvahs of the person.
Right.
The mile of seichel is a seichel is ayin. Seichel is a much greater bittel than midis. That's the mile of seichel. So on, you confuse it with the intellect of seichel. It's a different inyan. Yeah.